This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
From Joshua 1. Remember the command that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you. The Lord your God has given you rest, and he has granted you this land. It often troubles people that God waged violent warfare in Canaan at the time of Joshua. But the land and its people already belonged to God, and they had been in rebellion against him for more than 400 years. In the meantime, God had been patient and long-suffering, providing for them, but they never turned back to him. So this part of Israel's history illustrates that eventually God brings punishment. Sadly, there is violence in the world, and that is a result of human sin. And it must be said that we are all sinners and enemies of God. Wherever our sin brings conflict into God's world, violence often erupts. God wants full life and peace for his people, but the powers of evil tear away at that and bring death. The Lord, though, is far more powerful, and his goodness will prevail. He turns his enemies into his children. He promises rest from violence, and his son Jesus has begun providing that for all who believe in him. He died to redeem us from sin and give us new life with God. And one day, just as God promised Israel, when all his enemies are defeated, he will give his people complete rest, and they will live with him forever in a new heaven and new earth. That's what the promised land of Canaan pointed to. Help us, Lord, to find rest in you alone. Help us to trust in you and to live faithfully for you.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.